Welcome. It's Thursday night and time for the Psychic View. Psychic View. On PsychicAccessTalkRadio.com. PsychicAccessTalkRadio.com. With your hosts, Maureen Halloran, Steve Frampton, Jackie Hahn, and Sharon Bradley. During the second half of the show, call in to connect for a free psychic reading. Free psychic reading. Join us during this transpersonal collective experience. Sponsored by PsychicAccess.com, where all psychics have been interviewed, verified, and accuracy tested, assuring you the highest quality of quality service. And now, on with this week's show.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Steve Frampton, and I'd like to give you a very warm welcome to tonight's broadcast of the Psychic View, sponsored by PsychicAccess.com. Tonight, we'll be discussing premonitions with our very special guest, Reverend Angie Collins. Angie has an enormous amount to share with us, and I know that we're going to have a wonderful show. Now, before we get started, I would like to introduce my co-hosts. I'm particularly excited to introduce you guys this evening from North Wales. I'm staying with family here and have been seeing friends and clients and colleagues. It's wonderful. So it's great to be here, but I miss you guys. I feel a little bit further away than normal, but wonderful to connect with you all. So first of all, I'd like to welcome my co-host Maureen Halloran. Maureen, how are you doing?
I'm doing okay, actually. I'm doing okay. And I've had some things going on in my family life, but I'm doing okay. And thank you for asking, Stephen. I know it's late for you, so bless your heart for doing the show while away from there.
Oh, it's my pleasure. It's always a pleasure to spend time with you guys on the show. Maureen, could you tell our listeners a little bit about your work?
Well, if you wish. Yes, of course I can. I'm an intuitive, and I'm all the C's and everything else. And I work at website psychicaccess.com, and I've been professionally working as intuitive for almost 25 years, and I love it, and it's me and it's my work, and that's what I'm supposed to do, and it's all that. There you have it.
Wonderful, Maureen. Well, I know you do fantastic work, and it's a pleasure to have you with us this evening. And we also have Jackie Hahn with us. Jackie, how are you doing?
I'm wonderful, Steve. How are you?
Very well, Jackie, very well. Very excited about the show. Could you share a little about your work with our listeners as well, please, Jackie?
Sure. I'm also a reader here on PsychicAccess.com. I bring through the energy of the angels when I have a session with my clients. I find that their energy helps me to show up in the best way possible, to, you know, kind of put my ego and human self to the side and be able to bring through messages that are always filled with, you know, compassion for the clients. I'm also somebody who's very empathic, so I feel a lot of what you're feeling and able to help you understand why you're feeling that way, and also ways of letting go of why you're feeling that way. So, but I really enjoy my work, and I'm excited to be here on tonight's show. So,
well, it's great to have you with us, Jackie. I know you do wonderful work as well. Now, we also have Sharon Bradley with us as well. Sharon, how are you doing?
I'm great, Steve. How are you doing?
Very well, Sharon. Very well, thank you. Could you share with us a little about your expertise as well, please, Sharon?
Okay, sure. I do readings through spirit. I hear messages and I see pictures, so I explain what's in the pictures to my clients. And I'm also a reader on PsychicAccess.com, which I love. And like everyone else here tonight, it's my passion too. Thank you.
Wonderful. We're all very passionate about our work with the spirit world. And it's wonderful to have you with us as well, Sharon. As I mentioned before, my name's Steve Frampton. I'm a psychic medium. And I also give readings with PsychicAccess.com, which is my great pleasure. We have wonderful clients and very much enjoy our show. Now, tonight, I'm really, really excited and honored to interview our extra special guest, intuitive medium Reverend Angie Collins. Angie is a celebrated interfaith minister. She's also a dedicated pastoral spiritual counselor, accomplished intuitive medium. She's also very enthusiastic about complementary health. She's a wellness expert, and I know also that she's certified in the Usui Shiki Ryoho healing method as a Reiki master teacher. Angie currently serves on the board of directors for CHEO, which is the Complementary Health Education Organization, and she's the founder of WAVV, which stands for Women Against Verbal Violence. And I had the pleasure of many conversations with Angie about her work. And she really does wonderful spiritual work and helps a lot of people. I know as well that Angie's continuing her higher education, which is really important for all of us. She's doing work through the tutelage of the Esoteric Theological Seminary, where she'll receive her doctorate in divinity. Now, if you'd like to see more information about Angie's work, please visit her website, which is awakenedlighthealing.com. And there's some wonderful information on Angie's site, and I know that she does a regular video blog as well, which gets posted to YouTube. Now, be sure to stay tuned for the second half of our show to get your free on-air reading with our gifted psychics. We'll announce the call-in number later in the show, so be sure to have your pen and paper ready. And if you were unable to catch our show on Creative Mediums with Venus Andrecht last week, you'll find a recorded archive link, as well as archives for all of our previous shows on psychicaccesstalkradio.com under the Archives tab. And please do feel free, as we say always, to circulate the archive links and future show details to your friends and family. And you can do that by email or verbally or by Facebook, however you like. It's our mission to reach out with our guides and to connect with as many people as possible. So please be sure to share the information with others so that they can be included. I'm really excited to announce today that we're now simultaneously broadcasting the show on the Uber Radio Network. And Uber is spelled U-B-E-R. So another great way of reaching out to more and more listeners and sharing our work and the work that our wonderful guests have. Now, I'd like to go ahead and welcome Angie to the show. It's a great honor to have you with us this evening, Angie. How are you?
Hi, Steve. I'm great. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Excited to hear your voice, as always. I always feel uplifted when I hear your voice.
Oh, thank you. I feel the same way about you. I hope you're having a great day.
I am, Angie, I am. We're so pleased to have you on the show, Angie. I know you're busy traveling and doing all kinds of exciting things, so we're very, very, very pleased and touched that you've taken time out to join us this evening. Now, Angie, I wanted to begin the discussion by asking you if you could tell us about your background and your work.
Absolutely. Thank you, Steve. This is quite an honor to be here and share with you. Well, basically, I started out as a little girl who saw colors, and I wasn't afraid of it. And I told my mom that I saw these different colors around people's heads, and my mother just continued to cultivate who I was as a medium. I saw people's auras, and then I started to hear. I became clairaudient at a very young age, and I started having dreams. And one of my earliest dreams I had was that of Christ before I knew who he was. And he put me on his hip like a mama. And he was very, very gentle and loving. And he came down from heaven in my front yard as I was twirling. And the dream kept looping. And every time he took me on his hip and we ascended into heaven, I would find myself back at the beginning of my dream. And so this was from the time I was 3 years old all the way till I was about seven. And it really solidified that I was a spiritual being in a human experience. And it really solidified my relationship with my higher power. And then I realized that these recurring dreams just started to repeat themselves throughout my life in really significant ways. And so I went on several different paths trying to find myself, but I kept being called to the healing arts, to counsel, to mediumship, to spiritual advisory. And that's really why everywhere I went, it was almost serendipitous how spirit would reveal himself, herself, itself to me in so many multifaceted ways. I just couldn't ignore it, and I just started moving forward.
Well, that's wonderful, Angie. I know you have a very, very strong connection with spirit, and it's always wonderful to hear light workers talk about Christ. I was reading a great book this week about a little boy that had a past life experience. Absolutely not a past life experience. He had a near-death experience and was welcomed by Christ, and I saw Christ manifest in Hawaii on a trip a couple of years ago. So it's wonderful that you refer to him, and I know that you work very closely with him and so many in the spirit world in your work, Angie. And you know, we'll talk a little bit later about your very exciting book. We'll keep people waiting until later on in the interview for that. But we're going to talk about premonitions as we agreed, Angie. And I wanted to start by asking you, in your view, Angie, in your great experience, what is a premonition?
Well, in my experience, a premonition is knowledge and foresight of a possible event coming to pass. It usually comes in the form of a vision or a dream, and it is consistent. And when I say consistent, I mean, again, the recurring dream issue comes up. A lot of people who have premonitions have them more than once. And consistency is key, because our human brains, as we process what we are receiving, will make changes, because we are subjective by nature. But when we receive an authentic premonition, it is always consistent. So that's really what it means for someone to receive a premonition. Now, if someone receives a premonition in a waking state, that is a clear indication that they have deep intuitive abilities that need to be explored. And there are so many people that feel something about to happen, or they sense that something's going to happen, and they may not be so aware of the different ways that they can receive their information from their own spirit guides, and that's something also to be explored.
Absolutely, and it's exciting. And I know you've had so many personal experiences with premonitions, and wanted to ask, Angie, if you wouldn't mind, could you share with our listeners a couple of the most awakening or perhaps most evidential premonitions that you've experienced so far on your spiritual journey and in your work?
Absolutely. Well, I'll share one that is bittersweet, and I'll share one that's really funny and fun. Well, my mother was ill most of my life with her, and I remember that spirit kept preparing me for her transition to spirit. And every night before I went to bed for a year, so it was from the time I was 12 years old until I was 13, I kept seeing my mother's casket and everyone, you know, putting pink carnations on her casket and me watching them in a green dress. And every time I saw it, I said, no, like I was yelling at spirit, no, I refuse. My mom said she's going to get better, she's going to get better. And of course, you know, a year probably to the date, which, you know, I'm not clear on, but I'm sure spirit's so consistent, it happened. And I remember shopping with my aunt, and I picked out the dress. And it didn't even dawn on me until I was at my aunt's car, and I looked up. And I saw the pink carnations on my mother's casket and me in the green dress watching it. And I thought, oh, I get it now. You're helping me. You weren't hurting me. You weren't torturing me. Because to a young girl, you know, especially at a fragile age like that, you know, you may think that this is torture, this is painful, or this is something that is not out to help you but to harm you. But it in fact helped me a great deal. It helped me to open up to the spirit world, and explore more of who I was in that and what I could do to help people to prepare for different changes, whether they are good or bad in their lives. So as I opened up, Spirit was like, well, Angie, let's give you a little pat on the back. And I kept having this dream about Keanu Reeves. I love Keanu Reeves.
That sounds like a good dream.
At all. Huh?
That sounds like a good dream.
It's a yes, a very good dream. Very good. And there was a concert that I actually got to meet him at. And the whole venue, I'd never been to the venue before. I didn't even know I was going to live in Philadelphia at the time. But the whole venue was shown to me right before my eyes. And it happened exactly the way I had the dream, exactly the way I saw in my waking state. And I was thrilled. I didn't know whether he was or not because I accosted him, but it was good. And, of course, you know, my mother came back years later and gave me a premonition by name about my husband. So it's,
wow.
You know, blessings unfold. Yeah.
Well, that's wonderful, and you know, it's a great honor to have you with us on the show. As I said before, we're very fortunate to have wonderful guests. We had John Holland recently. We've got Colette Baron Reed with us as well. We just have great guests. It's always so wonderful to hear people that work so closely with Spirit that are so well renowned, but to hear you sharing personal stories about your you know experiences with Spirit, but people that you care about so deeply. So thank you for sharing those very personal but wonderful examples with us. We do appreciate that, Angie.
Oh, thank you so much. And I love John Holland. I use his cards.
Oh, he's great. He's lovely.
He's lovely.
I know.
Yeah.
And you've got lots on the go as well. So we'll talk all about your exciting projects. I know our listeners will want to know what you've got planned for the rest of this year. And Angie, you know, you gave two great examples of personal premonitions, and you do a huge amount of work with Spirit. And often I hear clients asking how they can distinguish between their own thoughts and perhaps negative thoughts or worries and a genuine premonition or forewarning from the spirit world. Could you help us to understand how we could differentiate between a premonition and our own negative thoughts?
Absolutely. And this is something I think that it doesn't matter how well-versed you are in the spirit realm. We are always going to be growing toward a deeper sense of awareness. The journey never ends. And this is something that I even now still work with. So I want, you know, the listeners to fully understand that we will always battle with our humanity and our human minds. But when we allow our hearts to open, I think that that is the first step in differentiating between a negative thought or worries and what Spirit has to offer, because Spirit always has our highest good in mind, even though it may mean a struggle. But premonitions are objective visions of a possible future. So when we think about that, we have to think of it in an objective way. It's always going to be consistent. Whereas negative thoughts are based on our preconceived perceptions of our life and how it should be, how it used to be, how we want it to be. And so those tend to paint the vantage point. But since negative thoughts are so subjective and, you know, premonitions are so objective, we see that the solution comes with the premonition, because premonitions usually pertain to what is necessary in our lives that need change. And so if we are open to looking at that without bringing in our own drama and our own baggage, then not only are we able to be well-versed and well-practiced in divination, but we're also excavating ourselves and clearing ourselves for the highest vibration, which then, of course, begets more divination. So it's amazing. It's airtight.
I love the way you've described that, Angie. You know, we're so busy And we're all trying so hard to do our work, whether we're doing spiritual work or we're in other fields, we all try so hard. And we forget to clear ourselves and to make those distinctions. So thank you for explaining that to us. Now, we've talked a lot on previous shows, Angie, about the different clairs, so clairvoyance, clairaudience, etc. Can I ask you, which are your primary gifts and how do they compare and contrast with your experience of premonitions?
Wow, okay. Well, the clairs are situational for me. I have all the clairs working in concert all the time. So there has to be a certain time where I just turn them off, because when they're all on. I will see, hear, smell, taste, touch, feel. But I'm able to receive information auditorily. That's really my favorite way of receiving. I like to hear. And I may hear things like, be careful. And it's usually when I'm having to discern about a certain person. Like, be careful of this person or be careful of that person. And it's always coming into my right ear. So I know that, you know, it's objective, it's consistent. And I usually ask my spirit guides to tell me three times. And they have no problem doing that because that's the way that we communicate. It's different for everyone. But in other situations, I may see visual perceptions, like, for example, with the Keanu Reeves moment or the moment I married my husband or my mother's passing to spirit. So I'm just totally open-minded to knowing, feeling, hearing, understanding. Claircognizance is a really amazing gift that I've received, because I can just sometimes look at a situation or look at a person and just know. And that's what really my clients appreciate about what I do. But for those that are just burgeoning into their gifts, that is a really tough cookie to chew, because you automatically know something, but do you trust yourself to know it? So if I were to give any advice about comparing and contrasting to our listeners, I would definitely say listen and see. And whatever you feel from what you hear and you see, go with your first insight.
I love that, Angie. And I always use that explanation as well. We're so used to thinking things through. We go to school and college, and we're taught to cogitate. And it's almost as though life takes us away. Our education and our experience of life takes us away from feeling towards thinking. And it's so important to just say, you know what, sometimes you just have to stop that process of cogitation and just trust. And for me, finding what to trust is, as you just said, it's trusting the very, very first impression, that gut feel.
Yes, because the gut is never usually wrong. And, you know, now in modern allopathic psychology, this is coming in. This is, we are beginning to see an integrative aspect to not just cogitation and the pragmatic view, but what do we feel? And I think a big reason is because the spirit world is making itself so evident because of the quickening of our spiritual evolution that it just cannot be denied. And so I say, test, test, test those spirits.
Oh, yeah, test them. I always say the same as well, you know, test, ask for more information, test spirit, ask for confirmation. Now, I'm going off on a slight tangent, Angie. I'm really, really fascinated by what you said about the evolution of the energy. And, you know, I was speaking with somebody the other day about social marketing, social media, Facebook, etc. Do your guides tell you that these new technologies, these new ways of communicating are coming in to move us more towards the collective consciousness, the power of the mind and telepathy? Do you feel that that's part of, that this is all part of the same spiritual and energetic advancement?
I do. I absolutely do. And in fact, I have a friend who begged me and begged me and begged me to start texting. And I said, well, texting is just the degradation of the modern English language. And, you know, saying later with an eight, I don't think so. But then she said, no, it's like telepathy. And I thought, okay, I'll text. You know, because it's true. I really feel that the world has become minuscule with the ways that we are able to communicate. And now it strengthens that part of our brain that we have left behind in the pages of books. With a touch of the fingertips, then we aren't having to be inundated with other methods and thoughts, and our bodies can rest. Our bodies are more sedentary, so then spirit can settle into those sedentary aspects of ourselves and awaken the latent DNA. And that's really what's going on. And I think that social media is excellent for that, because with, you know, a click of a mouse or a flip of the phone, we have information. And as we continue to receive more and more information as we are, it can overwhelm us. So it's a double-edged sword. Overwhelm us to a sense of almost madness and obsession. Or we could use it to our advantage and allow it to open ourselves to the highest good. So I really think it depends on what we expose ourselves to, and it also depends on how much we concentrate on that and how we utilize the modern technology and how we can improve our brain function and thus our spirit function.
It's fascinating. You always have a great way of explaining things, Angie, and you always have, it doesn't matter how many books I read in a week, you always have points to make that I just haven't heard anywhere else. You really do.
That's a good thing. Thank you.
Oh, it is. It is, absolutely. Now, Angie, you're also an intuitive medium. Do your premonitions come to you when you're working with spirit? Or do they come to you primarily in the sleep state?
Yes, both. prophetic dreams usually recur more than one time. So say, you know, I am going to win an Oscar. I'll just put that out in the universe.
You will. I have every faith.
I'll dream about it, and then I'll dream about it again and again. Like I said earlier, it will be consistent. And then as I'm seeing the possibility of outcomes based on a person's situation, as I'm giving intuitive advice, I am being divined by the spirit guides. So the spirit guides are divining information through me. So it's a channeling. So I'm either channeling when I'm asleep or I'm channeling when I'm awake. But it's really no different. But this is really what separates someone from being just an average psychic medium who predicts something that's a foreseeable future based on observation and their, you know, clairs working with their own human observation and actually being a medium, being downloaded the information that has been given for the person's highest good, their safety and protection. So I hope I explained that clearly.
No, you did. You did really well, and it fits perfectly with a question that one of my co-hosts, Jackie, has for you, Angie. We'll take a short commercial break in a moment, but before we do, I wanted to invite Jackie to ask you her question. Go ahead, Jackie.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Hi, Angie.
Jackie, how are you?
Oh, I'm wonderful. Oh, I love your energy. I was just saying that in the chat room. I was immediately uplifted the minute you spoke. So, wonderful.
Thank you. I'm greeting from ear to ear.
Okay, I have a quick question. I know we're going to go to break in a few minutes. Do premonition dreams usually make you feel uneasy and kind of uncomfortable, or do premonition dreams leave you feeling good? Is there one or the other, or do they normally raise a flag or, you know, alert you to something coming?
Well, premonitions will be situational. I mean, if you have a premonition that you're going to win the lottery, hooray. If you have a premonition that one of your friends is going to be hurt, it's going to be bad. But I think that a good way to look at this is in a blanketed way. When you receive a premonition, it is a form of channeling. And you will always get a signal. You will always get a feeling coming along with that premonition that will let you know that your guides are speaking to you. And that's really the feeling that you should walk away with, not based on what you're receiving, but who is telling you the information. And then you don't have to be concerned with what may or may not happen, because premonitions can change. So it's more that we need to focus our concentration on who is talking to us. Do we love our spirit guides? Yes. Do we trust them? Well, we darn well better, because they're giving us this information. And so the focus needs to be on the deliverer, the messenger.
Mm. Oh, wonderful. Yeah, thank you for that. That makes a lot of sense.
Oh, no problem, Jackie.
Well, thank you for the question, Jackie, and also for the answer. And, you know, we're going to take a short commercial break, and we'll be back in just a moment to continue the interview.
Okay.
A new era in psychic services has begun. PsychicAccess.com. You can connect with our psychic advisors by telephone or chat 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. All of our psychic advisors are interviewed, fully verified, and accuracy tested, assuring you quality service. We're living in some very troubled times right now. More and more, the world's problems are affecting us on a personal level. You don't have to deal with this alone. Our highly accurate psychics, caring advisors, and talented mediums can help with situations you are currently experiencing, and can let you know what the future may hold for you. All new customers get a free 6-minute reading. All you have to do is register. Why not visit us now and get a free reading at psychicaccess.com.
Now, Angie, welcome back. We took a short break there. I wanted to ask you next, Angie. Do you, in your experience, do premonitions always come true, or can we change and shape the future?
Well, premonitions are possibilities, so no, they don't always come true. And I think this is something key with not just premonitions, but when you sit down with your medium, your intuitive, your psychic, whoever you go to see for spiritual advisory, one must remember that what the person is telling you is a possible future, and that nothing in this world except for numbers are absolute. Well, death and taxes, but that's a whole other story. We can change our future and our current situation by facilitating change in our past through prayer, meditation, and healing. So we have to remember that time is not a linear model. Nothing in this world is linear. And when we receive spiritual guidance, it's not linear either. And so we have the power, the innate power that we were born with, that life force, that breath of life, that amazing spirit that we have, that can transport in our dream state and change premonitions. We can change the outcomes of what will happen in the future based on our attitudes, based on our healing. And I have a story. I have a couple of stories to go with that. I was in an adverse situation in my life, and I thought that I was, in grave danger. And I saw this angel come into the room, put her hands up, and say, no. And I said, oh, my goodness, this is incredible. I know I'll be okay. And as I was going through my Reiki training, I was taught the distance Reiki, and how distance Reiki goes beyond space and time, and that we can send healing, and we can send alleviation of a negative situation throughout the past future to affect our present day. And I said, oh, I know exactly where I'll go. I said, oh, that was me! And it just excited me, and it still excites me now. And I do that actually quite often. And in shamanistic tradition, it's called soul retrieval, and it's no different. So premonitions are just that, possible futures that we have been given as a gift to do something about, change it. So you're never stuck.
That's good advice, Angie. I often after a day of readings, I often sit back and, you know, think about the difference in energy and just the difference in experience of mediumistic work and mediumistic readings and then the psychic work. Now, I always say that I believe that our psychic insight comes from the spirit world because I believe that we're all part of the spirit world. But so many clients want answers and they want the psychic insight. And a reminder that it is so important to tell clients and to tell ourselves, tell our friends, tell our families that we're looking at possible outcomes, possible futures, but we're in control and we can change what's coming.
Yeah.
We can shape the future. And if we could all be aware of that and we could do that together, can you imagine the world we could create?
And I see that happening now so much. And that's actually one of my disclaimers whenever I sit down to give, quote, psychic insight. Because I have noticed in my younger days of just opening up and testing the waters that there was a sense of unhealthy dependency between my clients who would come to me and me, and it would drain me because they want to know, well, what's he going to say tomorrow? What's he going to say the next day? I don't know what he's going to say tomorrow or the next day because you're going to act upon what I'm going to tell you and it's going to change. So you'll see this a lot in life because people are so afraid of the unknown. We all are. It's part of our human nature. But the best thing that we can do is take control and instead of worrying and being nervous, focus on service through creation. And when we focus on service through creation, that's when we are really tapped into the collective and then we really begin to see the change facilitated in the world. That's why we are seeing Egypt and Libya changing so much right now. Good examples. Those are two good examples.
Absolutely. This is a time of unprecedented change. It really is. It's an incredible time to be around and to shape the future. Now, Angie, what advice can you offer? Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you then.
No, I just said you chose it, Steve. You chose to be around, so.
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah, I'm excited. I mean, and the tough times for a lot of people. But you know, we've had discussions on previous shows about the stock market, and you know, we talked about the stock market as an entity in itself. You know, its moods, its ebbs and flows, and you know, we had a discussion a while ago about the fact that really it's a reflection of our state. It's a collective manifestation, and we are bringing about enormous change, and we're seeing the impact of those changes, as you said, in Egypt. We're seeing all kinds of events in Libya, and must all remember to send as much healing and good energy as we can to Libya and people that are striving for change and what they deserve in life.
Absolutely.
Now, I know you do, Angie, as I mentioned at the beginning of the show, you founded WAVV. Is that correct, WAVV?
Uh-huh. Women Did I get that right? Violence. And the reason why I started that is because I was subjected as a young girl. The flip side of my mother's fortune coin, I say, was my grandmother, who's cruel and unusual. And it was a theme that I saw playing out so much in my life that I thought, I have a choice here. I can either be a victim and continue this victim role, or I can actually do something and empower women. And so WAVE was a short project that I did, and I actually stopped the project when one of my best friends was murdered by her husband on her way to a WAVE meeting. But I really felt that giving the women the power and the tools and the energy to facilitate change in their lives through who they are, their innate nature, which is their spiritual nature, through goddess ceremony and healing and not just that, just pragmatic advice, away from the whole cultish Alcohol Anonymous and Narcotic Anonymous kind of support groups where the focus is on the person being wrong. This was meant to uplift women, and it was amazing the work that I was able to do. But I knew that it was only for a season, because when you put yourself in that hellish place, you become drained and you attract that kind of energy around you. But I was a part of the group long enough to help women become rescued from their own abusive relationships, discover who they are, and understand their relationships and develop deeper relationships with their partners and spouses and things. And it was just a really amazing blessing, and it really helped me also to heal from my past and grow to be a better, more well-rounded me, as I am always striving to be that.
Well, that's fantastic, Angie. And I wanted to ask you as well, Angie, about our listeners and their intuitive abilities. Mm-hmm. What advice can you offer to our listeners, the people that want to develop their intuitive abilities to become stronger, more insightful, and more whole themselves?
Oh, absolutely. Well, always test the spirits and trust your discernment. And if you don't know what discernment is the inner guidance that is part of who you are, part of your conscience, and part of your innate spiritual being. And when you allow that to speak through you instead of your cognitive mind just shooting from the hip like it's ready to do, like your medulla oblongata, you are able to connect much more deeply to what you are receiving, and that's when the trust relationship comes in. I try to help my students by explaining it in this way. Our spirits already know who God is and how to communicate in many different ways, many multifaceted ways. But our human bodies do not know this. And this is where, you know, the virginal concept comes in. We have no knowing. We're like untouched. And we can grow into understanding what a spiritual relationship is through our human experience, the human body, because it's never been exposed to spirit before. And so when we tie those two together, then we have a trusting relationship with our bodies and spirits, and then we can communicate through our bodies with and by our spirit. So that's number one. Also, I think it's very important to maintain a sense of integrity, not just in your work, but who you are as a person. Say exactly what you have been given without censorship, because you don't know what this person is needing to hear. And if you think, oh, well, if I say that to them, they may be offended. There is no room for social pleasantries when you're giving intuitive advice, because this could save a person's life. Also, it may not make sense to the person who's giving the advice or receiving the information, but it will make sense to the recipient. So do not be attached to the result of outcomes, and always, always welcome human error. It is a doorway to more gifts, because you know what? We trip, we stumble, we fall. We all have body functions that we don't want to mention, and we all say, wow, did you have a cat named Jim? No, actually that was my brother. And that's okay, because maybe Jim was a cat in another life. You know, human error is a wonderful thing to explore.
Well, you know, I love cats. I haven't got one called Jim.
I know.
But I do have a relative called Jim. And, you know,
what?
Angie, I want to ask you a question. I hope this is okay, but I would out you on about writing on this radio show that's listened to all over the world. So I hope you don't mind. I heard from a pretty well informed contact in the publishing industry that there are rumors you're writing a book at the moment. I hope it's okay for me to say that.
Dun dun dun. Yes, well, was your contact living or dead? I guess that's the question. no, I am.
This contact is living, but I can ask my guys as well. If you don't want to answer the question, you don't have to. But the interview is just fascinating, and I know that people will really enjoy listening to the show and the archives, NG. So, if you are writing a book, we'd like to know about it.
Yes, I'm writing a book, and I'm actually very close to finishing it. And it is about the divine relationship, and what does that mean to us? So many of us have this preconceived idea of what religion should be and what spirituality should be, and, you know, people think that they are mutually exclusive, but they're not. And it's so important to see God as we are inside, because we are a chip off the old block. But so many people think that is a taboo thing to say or think, but we are aspects of God in a human experience. And when we relate to our higher power through the bonding of our body to our spiritual being, then we understand who God is in a deeper way. This is why we procreate. So that's the basis of the book. And I give pragmatic and practical ways as to developing the relationship with your higher power, how we can include our intuitive gifts and expand our gifts, how to actively seek to consciously discover. And also I include archetypes. And like some of the archetypes are like the healer, the teacher, the medium, the empath, the intuitive, and what that really means to us. And if we choose that role, or are we all the roles, what does that mean with our relationship? Does it bring us closer to our relationship with God, or do we feel that we do not need God? But God is in all things, and God is all things to all people, and in the very small details. And so that's what my book is about. I'm excited.
Well, that's wonderful. That's wonderful, Angie. Yeah, and it's exciting. We'll look out for that, and we'll be sure to tell our listeners when that hits the bookstores around the world. And Angie, I know you've got a lot on, and it's, you know, it's funny, because we were talking before about telepathy and the interconnection between all of us in the world, no matter where we are. We were talking a little bit about the tools and tools such as Facebook, and, you know, I'm in the UK in North Wales working and seeing family this week, and I know that you've travelled across the States for your work as well, and it's I love working with the team at Psychic Access. You know, we're all in different locations, but we can be really close without being in the same space. It's just wonderful. Now, I know that you've been travelling a lot, Angie. Are you able to tell us also about any of your other projects?
Yes, and actually Psychic Access is getting the very first scoop on my publishing company that I'm starting, and it's going to be based in Knoxville, but again, because of the wonders of technology, it'll be, you know, globally based. It's the first publish-on-demand publishing company for metaphysical, spiritual, and holistic living books, and I'm launching it with my own book, and I'm very excited about it because it will give the publisher not only a voice, but it will give them the dignity that they deserve through their profits. People work very hard on creating a project, and the old publishing model has fallen away because it's arcane, and things are new now. We're in the new age. And so I am very honored to be able to provide that as a resource for up-and-coming writers and established writers with a following. That I'm thrilled. We'll have music as well, and audio CDs, and you name it. It's going to be wonderful. It's called Pulsar Press Publishing, because the pulsar star sends out ripple effects to the universe to let them be known and heard. So that's
fantastic.
Thanks.
I love the name Pulsar Press. Pulsar Press Publishing. You said.
Yeah, it just zings. And plus, I'm a star seed. I'm a star child, totally, so I had to. I'm also working on a lot of film and media, which I love. I'm actually transitioning from a practice in which I spend time with clients on a one-to-one basis to a platform that is more global. So I'm kind of weaning away from my one-to-one clients and opening up to giving more lectures, talks, workshops, so that I can focus on a media-based career, which is really what I've always wanted to do. I know that I will be more useful on this level, on the global level, being able to share insights in a more uniform, universal way. I'm also doing creative projects in film as an outlet. You know, I really believe that life is about balance. And if we are playing as much as we are working, then we are truly happy finding that middle way. So I am really excited to announce, and you're getting the scoop on this too. Wow, Psychic Access rules. I have just been cast in a film called Decision 11. It's a short film by world-renowned producers Badland Pictures, and they just recently won the Bootleg Film Festival for another short film they made in London, UK. So I'm really honored to be working with them. We have a very immature sense of humor. So I get to play. I'm very excited. But, you know, just I want to be an example to women and men and young women and young men as well, not just established and older, but our next generation and the generations after, that we can be healers if we're maids, mothers, performers, teachers, whatever we're doing, if our intention is set for the highest good and to bring a person joy in their lives, we are truly being healers no matter what we are doing. And I plan on taking that with me and running with it, whether I'm on the streets of LA or I'm, you know, in a cupboard somewhere because somebody said that there was a goblin in there.
Well, I'm excited for you, Angie. You've worked so hard, and I know that you work so closely with Spirit. You're already hugely successful, but we wish you all the best with those projects. And now, Angie, we've been talking all about premonitions, and I wanted to ask you before we wrap up the interview, and I'm sad to wrap it up because it's I could talk to you forever. What premonitions do you and your guides have for us and for the world in the next, say, 50 to 100 years? What changes do you think, what changes do you and your guides foresee?
Wow, this is a good one. Okay, because this is something that I talk about all the time at home. This is our kitchen table discussion. First and foremost, I think that we need to have a better sense of preparedness as to the natural disasters that are taking place. Because there's twofold, and I'm going to get a little controversial about that. Mother Earth is purging herself, and there is a very fine line drawn in the sand as to those that are corrupt and wanting to rape our mother and take from her and use her in ways that will affect her babies, us, her citizens, for control of the world. And it's been going on for, gosh, thousands of years, you know. But I really see like a fall of Rome sort of happening again with the political model of the United States and the baseless introduction of the global government. I see a lot of governmental changes happening. And with that said, it's going to get worse before it gets better, of course. I really see this as an opportunity for us to go back to the natural way of being, doing, living, but with these wonderful additional gifts of technology and clarity of thought, evolution of mind, body, spirit, so that we are able to evolve and communicate for the coming ages. We're doing it now. It's happening right now. And the best part of all that is that the discussions that we're having the efforts that we're putting in are not going to waste to the coming age of our children's children's children and how they will be able to just, you know, appear out of nowhere and think a thought and create. We're getting to that point. And we call it manifestation now, but, you know, our children's 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 children may just call it breathing. It's amazing. We are going to see so many miraculous things happen. And we are going to see the fall of corruption. And we're going to see loyalties be tested. And our own personal loyalties will be tested. But the best outcome will be that we will see that paradise that we have created because we are truly the ones that we've been waiting for.
Well, Angie, I've never heard the future described that way. And, you know, there's so much fear and so much trepidation in the world at the moment. It's uplifting to hear such a beautiful description of the future. And I know by working together and us all working with spirit and with great teachers like you, we can get there. And I want to thank you, Angie. You've shared so much with us this evening. We've got enormous respect for your knowledge and your work, and so excited to hear all about your book and the film. And we really appreciate you taking time out of your busy schedule, Angie. I really want to thank you from the bottom of my heart.
Oh, thank you, Steve. Much love to you and the team and Jackie. I think you're doing an amazing, amazing body of work with Psychic Access, and it will be blessed. And I'm always sending you much love and blessings from the bottom of my heart. So thank you,
Angie. And we look forward to asking you back when your book is published, and we'd love to hear all about the film as well. So we'll be staying in touch with you, if that's okay.
Okay, that's perfect. Thank you.
Thank you, Angie. Take care now.
Thank you, Angie.
Wow. Thank you, Jackie. Bye.
Bye.
What a great interview, guys. I feel it's 1:56 a.m. in the UK, and I feel like I've had a 10-hour sleep. I just feel so refreshed and uplifted.
That's a great energy. Really, she had really good energy, but really...
wonderful.
Good.
Yeah.
You know, Maureen, you don't have to say much, and we know. We get it.
I know you just get it. I know it's an Atlantis thing, and I'm all from there, you know.
It's too funny.
Well, I'm looking forward to us talking all about premonitions as well. It's another fascinating subject, and we have such a great time. I wanted to tell our listeners that they can find out more about Angie Collins at awakenedlighthealing.com. And you can also find out about Angie on our guests page at psychicaccesstalkradio.com. Angie's also on Facebook and YouTube, and you can just look her up, Awakened Light Healing. Now, I want to take a moment just to make a few announcements before we move into the part of our show during which we talk about the interview and our guest and the subject of premonitions. Please do be sure to visit psychicbloggers.com. It's a wonderful website. You can learn all about so many different spiritual subjects there, from reincarnation to crystals, guides, just everything, and all that information is free. So please do make use of that wonderful resource at psychicbloggers.com. If you're interested in getting a reading from the best psychics on the internet, please go to psychicaccess.com. You'll find the very best verified and accuracy tested psychics on the internet. They all have their unique gifts and skill sets. There are profiles as well for each psychic, and you can learn all about them and choose the psychic that you feel really resonates with you at the current time and can help you on your journey. I know psychics all over the world that have worked in for many different organizations, and the people that work with Psychic Access are wonderful. We do have a great pride in our work, and in the integrity that we uphold on behalf of spirit. We have extremely high standards from our psychics, and you can trust that you're in safe hands. I also want to just recognize Doug as well, who upholds those high standards at Psychic Access. He does wonderful work, and I know giving readings myself at Psychic Access, that I'm with a very reputable site. So do come along and join us. You'll find all of our co-hosts, Maureen, Sharon and Jackie, on Psychic Access as well. So if you'd like a personal reading from one of us, please do visit us at psychicaccess.com. Now, if you're a site owner or webmaster, you can earn 50 cents a minute on every reading for traffic that you refer to psychicaccess.com. If you'd like to learn more about that very exciting offer, please go to psychicaccess.com/webmasters. And that's our way of sharing and of investing in marketing, but doing it by sharing with partners and light workers. Now, if you like our show, please invite your friends to join us in the chat room and to listen to the Psychic View, whether that's live or on the website with the archives. They're all available. You can download all of our previous shows on iTunes and set up iTunes so that they just download automatically for you in future, so you can listen to the shows anytime, anywhere. There's something for everybody, so please do spread the word. We really appreciate it. Now, I'm going to give you the call-in number for the free readings shortly, and that number is 724-444-4851. So I'll repeat that for you. It's 724-444-4851. And I did want to mention again just briefly that we're simultaneously broadcasting now with Uber Radio Network, which is wonderful. Now, Maureen, I have a question for you. I know, Maureen, from previous shows and from discussions with you, that you have a lot of respect for Carl Jung. Can you tell us, Maureen, about Carl Jung's theories on precognition?
Well, I don't know if I should put on theories, but the thing with Carl Jung, I mean, you know, I just everything about him, I just am all for. But the phenomena like of precognition, telepathy, and synchronicity, they're all together, in his view, to him, they're manifestations. There's my Atlantis card of the collective unconsciousness. It always comes back to the collective, to all of us, and that is our unseen linkage in one soul to another, and our linkage to a higher order of intelligence, and also the fact that we're born with a psychic inheritance. Every single one of us. It's like, you know, you and I or anybody else, everybody out there that's listening has this. So we can tap into it. And so what he would be saying is, well, my view on to sum it up, what he is, it's almost like listen closely to your intuition, which is precognition, but intuition, and hear that little voice that isn't you may be a guide or anything, but in your head or in your whatever, and go with your gut. You know, people like to use that word gut. So it's the next time you have to make a decision or a big decision, and learn to trust the wisdom of those premonitions and feelings, because every single one of us have, and that's what his deal was. And you'll find yourself feeling very aligned in this life if you just do that. Or the corporate executives as well, Steve, as you know.
Absolutely. All connected.
Yeah, it is about the collectiveness. So we all have them, and we pass them down. He did some research. It can get a little bit more complicated, which I won't go into, but that kind of overall, he's the man, okay?
Well, you've inspired me as always, Maureen. I do know a fair amount about Carl Jung, but I'm increasingly interested in psychology and clinical psychology, and I certainly want to learn much more about his work, so I'll have to contact you and ask for some reading recommendations.
Yeah, well, he's just cool. Thank you, Steve.
Absolutely. You're welcome, Maureen. Thank you.
You're
okay,
welcome.
Now, Sharon, before your parents passed, I remember you saying that Spirit gave you a timeline of when to show up and help. Could you tell us about that premonition? Because again, it's another example of a personal experience with premonition. The personal examples are always very powerful.
Yes, it was really interesting because my dad, I remember being at work, and I went into my boss, and I said, I need the next week off. And they're like, why? And I go, my dad's going to pass over on Friday. And they're like, huh? You know? So sure enough, he did. I went up and helped my mother, and he passed over. And then when my mother was passing over, it was the same thing. It was like, okay, you know, she's going to be passing over this date. You have to get up there and help everybody. So, it's not like the most pleasant thing, but at least you could be strong and be there for everybody and be up there. You know, so it was just interesting. Looking back at it, I mean, it was many years ago, but it was hard on me at the time. But it was. I'm glad I was there. So.
And I liked the way Angie phrased it as well before sharing. You know, she was saying that premonitions are a warning, a forewarning, that you know, guidance from spirit that helps us to embrace what's going to happen in some way, or be prepared for it, or to be on hand to help in whatever way we can.
Yeah, it was, you know, looking back, I'm glad it happened that way. You know, maybe at the time it was like, ugh, but it, you know, and it's not like they, you know, they were sick, but it's not like we knew that was the moment. And sure enough, it did happen at that time. So.
Wow. Well, I know that they're very proud of you, Sharon. You do wonderful work as well.
Aw, thank you. Sweet.
Now, we've got callers dialing in already for the free readings. We actually have 5 callers on the line right now. Do remember when you call in that you will not be immediately connected. You'll be able to sit back and hear the show, and then you'll be taken online once we're available and in order. I do want to just let people know we'll be starting that part of the show in about 15 minutes, and callers should call back in about 15 minutes to get through. As I said, we've got 5 callers waiting at the moment, but anybody else wanting to call in, call in about 15 minutes' time. Now, I've got a question for you as well, Jackie, as always. You always have great things to share with us. Are you with us, Jackie?
I'm still here.
Great. Now, Jackie, can you just help us? I was always good to go back to basics and go back to something we discussed at the beginning of the show, because mm-hmm. we cover so much territory. Can you help us again, Jackie, by explaining what are premonitions?
Okay, and I actually looked this up because I wanted to get sort of a definition. I have it in front of me. But here's what they're talking about. This is a website I found. The guy, his name is Larry Dossey. I actually never heard of him, but he had a lot of things to say about premonitions. For example, 10 things you need to know about premonitions, which I'll share in a little bit. But the definition he has here, he says, premonition means literally a forewarning, indicating that they often announce upcoming events that are unpleasant, e.g. health crisis or a natural disaster. This is not absolute, however. Premonitions may also foretell pleasing events such as a job promotion, location of a parking spot, or even winning lottery numbers. Yeah, that would be nice. But it's interesting because I remember when you let me get on the call and speak with Angie about that, and that was one of the things I was concerned about, because premonitions, you know, you hear so much talk about it. It's like, oh, you know, the big things are coming, and usually they have a lot of kind of negative energy surrounding it. But it's due, it is nice to know that that's not necessarily the case. It's more about, well, now that we know we can change it, if those, you know, who weren't aware of it, it certainly helps us realize how much more powerful we really are, and that we are always, and this is what I believe to be true, and what my guides have clearly shared with me, we are always in control of our life. Always. And no matter what happens, you know, it's more about our, you know, the unconscious, the subconscious, whatever it is you want to call it, trying to get our attention. So I definitely feel there's a link to that, you know, with premonitions and things that we, you know, come to us in a dream state, or even what we notice in our surroundings about what's going on in our life, because the messages and the clues, you know, the signs, they're everywhere. I look at my life as everything's for a reason, you know, and people laugh at me, you know, if I'll say, gosh, I can't think of an example now, but I'll say, you know what? That's a sign. It's a sign, you know? So I go around saying that, but I really do believe it. You know, I really do believe there are messages and things for us available, you know, outside in our physical world and then certainly in our inner world. We just got to be open to it.
Oh, absolutely. I'm not sure if I told this story before, but I probably haven't, but I'll repeat it because it just seems pertinent based on what you just said, Jackie. When I moved to, just before I moved to the States, I was taking a trip and my grandmother had just passed a spirit, and I asked her if she could give me a sign about my move to the States, and I just said, you know, if it's right for me, then can you give me a sign? And I got off the plane, went through customs in the States, collected my suitcases and got in a cab, went down the street, and there was a hotel, and the Brampton Hotel, and the sign was broken and it said Frampton, which is my second name. I just remember chuckling in the cab. Good. And saying, well, yeah, I asked for a sign. It didn't literally have to be a sign. but it was, it, you know, we do, as you said, we can listen within ourselves, but we can also be aware of the signs, the messages that the spirit world share with us externally as well to give us guidance and help us to find our way. And that change for me was a very important part in my role in the world and in me being able to move forward and do the work that I want to do and that spirit want me to do. So it's a fantastic point, Jackie. Now, Maureen, can you help us understand the connection between precognitive experience and psychokinetic energy?
Yes, and that's another, well, that's a personal thing that's dear to my heart. I almost broke my heart. Well, you know, and freaked me out. But it's very interesting because the research being, there's a controversial theory that contends that the experience itself unleashes a powerful PK psychokinetic energy, which then brings the envisioned future to pass. So if you ponder that for a moment, it's pretty intense. If you even ponder that thought, because I'll tell you, because I have a little story to tell you with that, but it also, the research that was done, we had Sally Ryan on here, as we all know, bless her heart, but this was done in the 1930s at the Ryan's, you know, Duke University at the time, by her dad, J.B. Ryan's, but his original goal was to prove telepathy at the time, and his experience with DSP cards also revealed precognitive and PK, both of them. So So this is where I want to go into my story. Are you following me on this?
Yes, absolutely.
Oh, great. Because I want to tell you a story because of my personal experience. I feel they're very much connected because of my, like I always talk about, all I know is what I know. And I may have talked about this before here, but maybe these new people have never heard it. But I had been living with a friend in the 80s when everything started coming out of me. And it was my work, this work stuff, you know, my journey. And everything was going haywire in this home I was living. I thought it was havoc. But there's a lot of PK activity that I did not know what PK was. I didn't have a clue what was going on. Things were moving. I could feel earthquakes very deeply, like a week before. Even with the Northridge one in the 90s, I could, it was a feeling through my body though, but it was also that's part of, you know, having a premonition too, that was coming up. So at any rate, I one time was there alone and my friend, my roommate was out in Texas. She used to climb poles and do for the big phone companies. And I was sitting in this beautiful home of mine, and it was nobody else in there but me. And I saw the door knob turning, and it was out by an area where it was an old Spanish, you know, place I lived in, a beautiful Spanish home. And you know how they have a door that would go to the washing machine, then another door that would go to the back door. You could see, you know, that kind of deal. Anyway, I was watching this thing, and I thought, well, I was going crazy, but the handle was turning back and forth, and I was going, well, and there was nobody there because I could see the window. There was nobody in there. So and this has been like a month of all sorts of things moving around and falling and a little bit levitation of things. So I ran out of there so quick, I didn't know what hit me. And what happened was I talked to her. She checked in, and I told her that she was, how are you doing? She knew things were going on kind of weird with me, and I said, well, it was an odd thing. And she was, I have something to tell you. It was really scary. What happened? She goes, what happened with you? And I was telling her, I go, it was the other night about this time. And so she goes, oh, my gosh. She goes, the thing of it is, she was in some little, you know, small little off the highway in Texas someplace. She goes, somebody was trying to break in at the exact same time. She goes, it was empty. She goes, the doorknob was turning real, and this guy was trying to get in and break into our place. And she started talking about the doorknob was turning. So it's like, okay, so that's when I went to UCLA, and they did some research on trying to figure out if premonitions has anything to do with PK. I didn't know how to figure that out. I didn't know at the time she was having, that's a premonition, but they have a hard time making it, you know, having it coordinate. It's just very difficult, but I do know for me it was just that. But, you know, how could I make sense of that, or she? But it's a true story. There you have it.
Well, thank you, Maureen. We often talk about psychokinesis and premonitions. We talk about all of these things separately. It's wonderful to have the connection. Now, we're going to take another short commercial break. Just before we do, I want to just remind callers that they can start calling in now again. And the telephone number for free readings is 724-444-4851. So now we'll take our short commercial break, and we'll be back in a moment.
Hello, my name is Res Miranda. If you're having relationship, career, or life issues, I'm inviting you to experience what it's like to have access to professional, highly accurate psychics and spiritual advisors you can trust to care and help you. Register now to get your free 6-minute reading by telephone or chat. Get answers. Get access. Psychic access. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. PsychicAccess.com.
Well, welcome back, everybody. We'll be continuing our conversation and then doing our free readings. We've got lots of people waiting for those readings, so we'll be taking some calls shortly. I want to ask you, Sharon, about a very interesting experience that you had. I understand that once your children were a little surprised at one of your premonitions about a break-in, and this is just synchronicity that Maureen mentioned the break-in as well.
Yeah, that's strange. What happened was, it was in the morning, and I could feel something. I didn't know what it was, so I said to the kids, I said, make sure you lock your cars, like, something's going to go on. I'm not quite sure what it is. You know, I couldn't put my finger on it. And when we all got home, our house had been broken into. So they had taken all, like, you know, our TV and stuff like that. So the kids were mad at me because they were standing outside. They go, we don't know what's worse, that you knew about it or this happened. But they came in the house. But I guess it's good we were all out of the house. It's kind of terrible.
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah. So you were all out when that happened.
Yeah, the kids were at school or whatever, and I was at work, and it just it surprised all of us. And I think at one point my younger boy came in and threw his knapsack. So they must have been in there at the time when it happened, but nobody was hurt, so that's the main thing. But it's just kind of interesting. I knew it. I just couldn't put my finger on it, you know? So,
well, it just shows how we do have to trust our first instinct.
Yeah. I wish they were a little more clear, but that's okay. Yeah. So,
well, it takes us nicely to another question that I have for Jackie. Jackie, do we need to be psychic to have premonitions?
Well, it's interesting. It's sort of a twofold answer I'm going to share. One, we all have psychic intuition abilities, intuitive abilities. Most people aren't aware of it, may not be on a path to develop it like we are, but we all have that sixth sense, that sort of inner knowing way about us. That's the gift. That's what we are given. You know, when we come here, we have our five senses. We also have that sixth sense. And I put the psychic in that category, intuition, you know, all those things where, you know, the clairs and such. So So it's weird. Like, do we have to be psychic? Well, we are. But to be clear about answering that, no, we don't, you know, because some people might like not believe that. But if we're aware of our dreams, because as I was saying before, I think the dream state for most people who have them and are aware of them, like that's a great way to get in touch with somebody, you know, for a spirit or guidance to come, you know, through in the dream state. Because like, you know, I'm not sure who was saying it before, but, you know, we're all busy. We have busy lives. We're, you know, hustle, bustle, da-da-da, you know, kids, work, social life, if, you know, we can make time for that. You know, all of these things get in our way. You know, and I say to people, too, if you can't find 5 minutes to meditate, that's great. But, you know, be aware of your dreams. And when you ask for guidance or answers or things like that, ask for it to come through in your dream. If you're not sure that you're going to see it in your waking state, it'll show up that way. So I hope that answers your question. But now that I think about it after the fact, when I had, asked you to ask me that, I realized now there's a different spin on it. So I hope that makes sense.
It really does. It really does, Jackie. And we always have a great conversation. I enjoy every part of our show. You know, we have our guest interview, our interaction amongst the co-hosts, where we share our thoughts and our insight from spirit, and it just works really nice. You know, we're now at that part of the show when we'll start taking our calls and giving our free readings. I want to just ask our callers, just try to be specific with your questions. That enables us to focus upon and really home in upon the area that you're particularly interested in. So Jackie's going to be taking the first call, and that call is from Georgia. Who do we have calling in from Georgia?
Hi, this is Kevin.
Hi, Kevin, how are you doing?
Fine, sir. Say, my question tonight is really right up what you're talking about. Last Sunday, I had a dream, and I was not afraid. I was in front of this magnificent bright light, but it threw me into a spin where I was getting vertigo and everything, and for me to wake up, I had to yell out and kick myself. And as I woke up, the vertigo was still effective because the ceiling in my conscious state was spinning around, and I had to just lie there for a second. Then the Sunday afternoon, I was walking in a very large field by myself, and I said, give me a sign if that meant anything. And I said, the sign has to be this. It has to be a coin. And I even said a quarter. And about a half hour later, I saw in the mud a circular object, and it was a quarter. Mm-hmm. So I'm trying to figure out what this thing means. And I don't know. I wasn't afraid, but I don't know. Oh, I've had two intentions out there for several years. But I don't know if it's related to that, or, you know, if I'm going in a different path or what. But if you all could give me some guidance on that, I'd appreciate it.
Okay. Hi, Kevin. This is Jackie.
Hey.
You shared a lot, so I'm going to start with your dream. And that's the one that you're asking about with the light, and you had to kind of kick yourself.
Right.
Correct? Okay.
Correct.
Well, what I'm getting clearly is your soul is starting to awaken, like, completely. So you've always been somebody who's been on the path. You know, you've always been aware of things. You're certainly an individual who I see as a higher level of consciousness. You're very gifted. You're very somewhat psychic yourself, actually. You know, like I was saying before, we're all psychic, but you're advanced. Your soul is advanced. So this dream and the bright light, and you weren't concerned, you know, that's a great feeling. You know, people say, oh, you know, the light, that means, you know, it's my time to go. I don't see anything like that. It has nothing to do with that. And I don't think you felt that either. But what it was so intense, but at the same time, it was, I get this image that it was like this huge ascended master. But his light was so bright, and it's a male energy. And his light was so bright, but it was a sense of what he's showing me is it's you seeing your reflection. Like in this dream, I felt like it was you seeing who you are without your human self. Like you got a glimpse of your soul. And this is really amazing because right now, what I'm getting is it's time for you to put all these, you know, what's the word I'm looking for? This nonsense, this 3D activity in your life, you know, things that are getting in the way of you fully stepping into what you're supposed to do. It is time. I'm just really getting that clear message for you, Kevin. And what you're getting as far as seeing a coin and things like that, those are all just signs that your thoughts are manifesting much quicker than you realize. So a couple things. Be conscious of your thoughts. And when you ask for things, you're going to get them. So it's almost like the time and space seems to collapse. And that's a beautiful thing, but at the same time, it's like, well, now I really need to be a little cautious of what I'm thinking and feeling because it's going to show up quickly. It's almost like you've stepped into another dimension. I'm not sure how to explain it, but I do feel this energy from you. You shifted. You've like totally shifted into another dimension, and you're able to manipulate it and also be in that place and feel comfortable there. Do you have any questions? I tend to talk, and I am hoping I'm as clear as I can be, Kevin, with your question.
I think I'm following you because on Monday, actually I'm a week ahead. It was two Sundays ago. The next day I had this. I don't know why, but I signed up for Big Brothers. And I've never done it before, but I just thought that, you know, maybe there was something to this thing. And you have to go through the process, you know, mm-hmm. they check you out and things like that. But getting back to what you're saying, I think I did too. I'm not nearly as advanced as you all are, but I feel as though I'm going into a new you call it a dimension, maybe that's what it is, but I know I'm going into something new, and I'm embracing, you know, I think it's wonderful, but I'm not afraid of it, but I just don't know where I'm going to, but and I'm happy that I'm going.
You are, and I need to just say this quickly. We have a lot of callers, but Kevin, you are, and I beg to differ. You are advanced as us. You know, that time will come. You know, it is a process. It is part of your journey. You'll go through different changes and allow the process to unfold. I feel like you're a little bit in your head, you know, because it's like, I'm not sure, and this sometimes this doesn't make sense, sometimes it doesn't. And that's okay. We spend time there. You know, we are human after all. Just enjoy the moment and be as present as you can. I got a really good feeling when you mentioned Big Brothers, because I was saying with this bright light, this ascended master, this male energy, the reflection is you. So for me, that means you are going to be a significant part in some of these boys' life in helping them. That is symbolic, you know, the image of this great big energy that you had in your dream. That's symbolic of who you are, and it's going to start to reveal itself to you over time. So just be open to those experiences. You've got great things coming to you, Kevin.
And thank you for calling in, Kevin.
We thank you.
Appreciate you calling in and joining us. We wish you all the very best. Now, our next caller is Sharon from... Sorry, my next caller is not Sharon, but Sharon will take the call. We have a caller from Texas. Who do we have with us from Texas?
Hi, my name is Kim.
Welcome to the show.
Hi, Kim.
Hello, how are you?
Hi, I'm good. What can I help you with tonight?
First off, I just want to say thank you for having this show, and I have premonitions myself that warned me recently of a break-in into my car, and also through my family who's passed over, they let me know when someone's going to cross over too, so I get them both directions. So I want to say thank you for the blessings for tonight.
Thank you.
And I have a question. You said I can ask one question to get a reading. Is that what I have heard you say?
Yes.
Okay. There's an issue with me staying at my current job, and I want to know if you can see where I might be going in the next few months.
Okay. I'm getting the word sort of sideswipe or something. It's almost like there's a situation being set up almost, and I'm feeling you're going to kind of slide through it. It almost feels like you're going to end up what looks like it might end up bad is going to end up really good, you know. So I'm feeling shake up all around the whole company. I'm feeling nerves, or people are nervous. People are on kind of they're waiting. They're looking behind them. There's some kind of anxiety in the workplace. But I'm feeling that you will be strong, and you will land strong. And I'm feeling you'll almost end up better than you are right now. Does that make any sense about what you're going through?
Yes, it does. And I was just trying to figure out where I would be going for a new job, whether it's in Texas or in the Middle East or in another state, because you're
I feel with the same company, though. Is that true? Like, will you be staying with the same company?
No, I work for a government and a local justice court.
Right. Okay, because I just keep thinking you're going to be with the same company or the same place. And it just feels like there's going to be, it almost feels like the universe is picking you up and putting you down gently somewhere else. And it's like everyone else can't figure out how you did that. It's like, whoa, did she lucky? You know, she's got horseshoes. And whatever it is, you're going to end up way better off than anybody else. And it's almost like I'm getting like a metaphor of you just sort of being picked up and gently put down. And I feel this is something that happens in your life anyways. Is that true? Do you find that?
Yes, I do.
Yeah,
yes,
yeah.
I do.
Very, very blessed in this way, and it's all good. When it comes to your work, I just feel it's all good, and I'm feeling money kind of raining down on you. You have a lot of metaphors around you today. I just kind of see money raining down on you, and it's very, very beautiful, and they're just saying not to worry. You know, why would you worry now? Nothing, you know, we haven't let you down before. That's kind of what I'm kind of hearing from Spirit. So just sort of go with the flow, and everything will be fine. Right? Now, I don't know if that really answers your question specifically, but it does tell you to just sort of go with it, you know? But everything is going to be great.
Yeah. No, you answered it just fine. I don't need a specific. It's just like wherever my intuition leads, just follow it and let the doors open. That's what I get.
Yeah. Yeah. And just walk through. Yeah. it just feels like that this has happened before in your life, and it's something that happens all the time. So, it just feels like very blessed, a lot of blessings around you. So it's a good thing.
Thank you so much.
And it's good.
Well, we wish you all the very best. And I was smiling because I was in Dubai about 3 weeks ago, and I bought two beautiful wooden doorways. And I know that we talked earlier about new doorways and opportunities. So we wish you all the very best. Now, we have a caller now from Pennsylvania, and Maureen's going to take this call. Who do we have with us from Pennsylvania?
Hi, this is Victoria from Pennsylvania.
Hi, Victoria.
Victoria from Pennsylvania.
Hello.
This is Maureen.
My question is, I need some clarity and insight on a romantic relationship that I have with a specific person that I'm very connected to. It's kind of psychically and otherwise. His name is Brian. So I just kind of want to see what's coming up with the relationship. I can sort of feel some changes coming on, and also curious if you pick up on any lessons that I'm supposed to be learning from this situation.
Oh, that's a really great way of... Thank you. Good direct question. Okay. You know, it appears to me you put a lot of work into You put a lot of work into anything. You're a very patient woman, and you put a lot of work, but you lost some patience. You've been losing some patience, not with the whole relationship, but with an aspect of it. But I do feel that you've gone through a transformation. You, the big lesson here for you, have gone through a great transformation, very slow. It's not even transformation. It's hard to explain. Very slow, but you've rebuilt your foundation, meaning your values and morals and everything, belief system, have all now become rightfully yours by your own, not what you were conditioned with. So this, of course, will... Have you been with this person, Brian, for, you know, years? Has it been...
No, since last May.
It seems like, well, you guys, I'm sure you have a strong bond. You know, I'm not, you can say soul, that word gets used a lot, but, you know, I'm sure you have some past life lessons here to settle through, which I have a good feeling that you will. There are some money, there's fear of money situations going on here, like a fear of not having any. I don't know if whose side that's on, but that can always cause some havoc. But your psychic, your communication between you two is really you have a lot of connection psychically. You can just feel it in the, like it comes through other means of not by just phone calls or talking. It's like through the wave, the air links, the wave, you know, I call them the wavelength, through the air, you know, but there's some work issue that's really kind of draining this relationship, and it's kind of, you know, it's almost like there's outside influences that can kind of be difficult on a relationship. I see going towards a schooling and learning something. It may not be conventional, but it's something of real creativity that's going to be part of, you're going to be able to make some, you'll be able to make monetary gain from it. It's wonderful, and it's real creative, but I see you like as a student getting to learn more. I see you focusing a lot on yourself, and I'm not saying the relationship is not good or bad, but I think individually speaking, it's almost like you've done the work. You've been doing the work. Brian is following behind you a little bit. I call it the work. Do you follow what I mean by that? The work?
Yes.
Okay. So relationship is going to be fine. It's uncomfortable, but because things have changed, but only because for the better, but it is uncomfortable because you two are very strongly connected. It goes way deeper than any fit. I'm not saying you don't have physical love. Believe everybody gets what it's deeper than that though. It's that, it's very spiritual. I do feel you're heading even more so to, you're connecting more and more, but there is a lot of other outside individual stuff, especially with him. It looks like he works a lot, then he gets drained and he doesn't work. Like he's a workaholic and he burns out with work-related things. And, you know, you can't help him with that stuff. You're doing your thing, which I think you really have it together. You really do have it together, because I think you've kind of stepped back instead of trying to help him do his thing or get through it. He's following behind you, but your relationship is going to thrive through this, and it is going to be difficult though. And you know, you said since May. Also, you know what? Also, Victoria, you know what? Also, you both share something. You both have been. You've already gone through this, but some dogs on the beach. Sorry, you've already gone through this, but something. Your heart, both of you have had a very. It involved like a third or interference or a third person. Your heart was really ripped apart, and although it's happened, it's still kind of part of it. So I think you're trying to learn how to trust. You two are well together, but it is, the lesson here is you're going to thrive through this, but it's difficult. But he's not married.
He is, actually.
Okay, well, I'm going to ask you this.
So that could be the third person influence.
Okay, well, it's going to finally, you're heading towards, and it looks like within the next 3 months it'll really start getting going. She looks like a woman who, you know, the reason he doesn't feel married because he shouldn't, but he's been lagging on that. But it looks like this is her. She looks like a very angry woman, like could get very like mean, like throwing things and that kind of energy. And mm-hmm. I, really raging, a person. She's got some anger. I feel that in the next 3 months there's going to be a lot of activity where he's going to sort it out. Maybe that's something that I think you would desire. I see you as lifelong partners, or if you want to, but he's going to have to do his, you know, do his thing on the, you know, he's been hurt so much. You know what, just marriage, I'm not condoning to have marriage go bad or anything, or divorce,
yeah.
but the thing is, it is not healthy. That's what, no wonder why he's behind. He can't get the work done until he gets this, yeah. It's, you two are going to thrive through this, but it will be difficult. But you're really into your thing, and I can see that, and it's really good. It's very good.
Okay, thank you. That's very good.
I hope that helped you. And
it definitely does.
I think it confirmed. I affirmed everything you know. But just do what you're doing, because instead, because you know what, you're a smart woman, because you're taking care of your stuff, and I see you really doing well in this. Whatever you're working at, real creative and self, your own work and is. Your hands and doing something very creative. It's going to be great. And in the meantime, he'll just do his thing. You're not going to take care of it for him because he needs to do it on his own. But this is wonderful.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah, I know. You. But at least you're involved with your thing, why all this havoc could go around with his. But you two are very connected. But it's good, but it will be difficult. But this is okay. It's work, but it's okay. You won't be disappointed.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
You're welcome, Victoria. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Maureen, and good luck to you, Victoria. That was wonderful. Now, I'm going to take the next call, and we have somebody from California. Who's calling from California?
Hello, Steve. This is one of your friends and one of Sharon's friends. This is Audrey in California.
Hi, Audrey. How are you doing?
Well, you know, I guess I'm getting better by the hour, but if you asked me last week, I'd say last few weeks, month, I hit pretty much rock bottom with my health and health complications and finances down to zero. And I'm hoping to find out some work opportunities are coming in for me, and I'm hoping to get moved to out of this place and with a great roommate. I have a lot of change I feel that needs to happen for my livelihood by the grace of God right now.
Well, Audrey, my guides are saying that this really is your time, and they're saying to you that really everything's interconnected with you. And I know that we say as light workers, we often say that, and it sounds like a bit of a cliche, but my guides are saying to you that your health is obviously very much a part of what's going on with you more broadly. I'm drawn to the stomach area with you, actually, Audrey. My guides have drawn me to my stomach. I feel a bit of discomfort in my stomach. It's like that sort of feeling, you know, when you feel nervous about something and you get that discomfort in your stomach. It's like a fear and a discomfort about what's next. Does that make sense to you?
Well, yes, I was in the hospital diagnosed with some digestive disease. I didn't have to have surgery, but I am now going to go eating a totally gluten-free diet. My whole diet has been changed.
Mm-hmm. Well, that makes sense, Audrey, because my guides just draw me straight to the stomach area, and we say stomach as in digestive health. But they're saying, you know, otherwise you're in good shape. You do need to be aware that all of your tiredness, you've been feeling absolutely out of energy. I mean, so little energy you can barely get out of bed. Guides are saying that's all part of this problem, that this digestive problem that you've been having. And as that gets sorted, you will find that your energy really comes back, your physical energy, but also your just your zest for life is coming back. Now, I do see you moving. Now, is your friend in an apartment? Because I see you, or maybe I should actually, no, I should do what I say, which is always say what you hear and see rather than interpreting it. I see you on an upper floor. So I see you moving, and it's quickly. I see you moving in, I mean, it feels like next week. I get Wednesday, Thursday, I'm drawn to the middle of next week, and I do see you moving very quickly, but I see you moving up. It's like you're moving up a level. I see you being on the upper floor of a property.
Is it male or female? This is wonderful too, Steve. Thank you. Is it? Do you know if it'll be a male or a female? For a roommate?
Okay, let me ask.
Because I'm having to leave my one bedroom, you know, to go
house. Yeah, but do trust Audrey, it's part of the plan, it's meant to happen. And you will build, in 2 years, you will be building an incredible home. And my guide's saying, don't worry about the fact that you're moving from your apartment, because you will see, you will be building the most amazing home in a couple of years, and that will be in a relationship. You will build that with somebody else. Now, let me ask, will Audrey live with the gentleman, moving with the male friend or the female friend? I'm going with my absolute gut feel, which I trust. My guides are saying that you will live in the first instance with the female friend, but you have a very, very strong connection with the male friend, and there's even a possibility that you will live with the male friend at a later stage. It feels like about, I would say, 12, 13 months after the move. But this is all going to happen very quickly. There is definitely work for you, and my guides keep on talking about publishing. We were talking with Angie Collins about the book she's writing. There's a writing and publishing connection for you in the future. Do you write yourself?
Oh, I love it with my passion and all my every ounce of my being.
Well, go for it, Audrey. There's a position in publishing, and it will work out perfectly because it will line you up with the right people that will be able to help you publishing your work in about 15 months. And it's the proceeds of that, the initial proceeds from that piece of work, that will enable you to build that home with a partner. My guides are also giving you a white dog in spirit. I see a white dog.
White dog.
Yeah, and I'm being given the name. I'm being given a male name. I'm being given the name Alan, and I'm being given, it's Alan or Albert. There's an Alan or an Albert in spirit for you on your father's side of the family. And he's an uncle or a great uncle.
Wow, my father's middle name is Alan.
He is Alan. Okay, now is he in spirit?
I don't know, because I lost some contact with him a year ago, and he was having some heart problems, so he could have passed. I don't know.
Okay, well, there's a lady as well. There's a Barbara. You have a Barbara in spirit as well on your father's side of the family.
I have an aunt named Barbara who, yes,
Now, is she living or in spirit?
I have a sister named Barbara living, barely living as we speak, with a lot of problems in Hawaii. And then I have my aunt, Barbara, in spirit.
Okay. And I've gone really cold. Your Aunt Barbara is giving you huge bouquets of flowers, and she's saying they're not flowers to cheer you up. They're congratulatory flowers. She's congratulating you on a book deal. She's saying, don't worry, everything is taken care of, and you really can look forward, Audrey. She's saying, don't hold on to things from the past, such as the apartment. Move forward. This is a doorway. We've talked about doorways. Spirit are giving you a new doorway. Embrace it. Step through that doorway. Everything's going to go your way. And your Aunt Barbara is with you. And she talks of this connection with Alan as well. And just go for it. Be excited. And let things move quickly. You're going to find things work out really well for you. And I'm excited for you, Audrey. You deserve it, okay?
Sweetheart, Steve, I haven't met this female yet, though, so I don't know who she is yet. She hasn't materialized quite yet. I haven't met her, right, because for the roommate, because that's not my priority. I've been, you know, really working hard to find somebody. There's a gentleman named Mark, but I don't know. It almost seems like he kind of might have an attraction, and I don't really want to feel uncomfortable with that. But Mark...
Yeah,
Mark,
well, Audrey, I do get the letter M for you. I was going to give you the letter M. I was thinking of Maureen as well, because I was getting the letter M. There is an attraction, and that's definitely of interest, but don't rush into that situation. It is already taken care of. You don't need to worry. It'll all transpire very quickly, okay? So just trust that it will all work out for you shortly. You don't need to search. Spirit will bring you all of the solutions. Your book is very spiritual as well. So just step forward. Just accept the doorway, Audrey, and just trust that it's all lined up for you. You will know in about 3 days where you're moving, and you'll be very excited about it. It'll feel just right, okay?
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Steve.
You're welcome.
I love you. Thank
you. Love you too, Audrey. We wish you lots of luck. Now,
thanks for your wonderful show.
Go for it, Audrey. You take care of yourself, and we'll be excited for you. And look forward to hearing how you get on. Now, we've got a caller from New York for Jackie. Who's calling from New York?
Hi, this is Chrissy. How are you?
Hi, Chrissy.
Hi, Chrissy.
Oh, hi, Chrissy.
Sorry,
how are you?
Ahead,
thank you, Steve.
Hi. I just have a question based on my mood lately. For the past couple of months, I've been feeling very low energy and lost, almost like I'm not fulfilled at my job, and when I come home, all I want to do is sleep, and it's like I'm trying to eat healthy, and I'm going back to eating junk food. I feel like I'm not doing my life purpose. I used to be someone that had lots of goals and someone that was driven and motivated. So I'm saying, do you see anything changing for me as for career-wise? You know, will I go on my proper path, or do you see anything, you know, lightening up for me?
Well, I like the term lightening up, I'll tell you that.
Yes.
And Chrissy, yeah, you are number one, exactly where you need to be. And one of the things I'm getting from you, what the guides have said, is detox. And it's not changing your diet, although you did mention it. So definitely look at that. But you're a very sensitive person in terms of picking up other people's stuff, energy-wise. So you need to be really careful about protecting yourself. You can do that several different ways. I can share with you, but I know we have only a few minutes here, and I want to give you as much as I can in this reading as possible. Definitely take care of yourself energetically, because you're picking up a lot of other people's energy. That's contributing to kind of this low feeling, this tired, draining. It's other people's stuff. In terms of your work, I don't see you being where you're at. That environment in and of itself is not fulfilling for you on so many levels. Even the people around you, there's just, you've outgrown it. You've done it for so long. You're done. It's like you're mentally, you checked out. And that's fine. And it does feel like it's going to be a chore to go there. But it will pass. And what they're showing me clearly is they have this image of a person who's, you know, you're not taking no for an answer. You're just going to keep plugging ahead. You're going to keep searching for what it is you're meant to do. I see a lot of spiritual awakening. I see you doing writing. I know that was mentioned on the last session, but I do see creativity in terms of color, even a design, like, you know, you like to have your home look beautiful. Those things are important to you, you know, pleasing to the eye. You feel very, you know, like your sacred space. Your home is like your sacred space. So do definitely utilize that environment in your home to start to create what it is you would like to do, because it's about you working for yourself now, and there's nobody to answer to anymore. And when you start to follow that, you know, and honor yourself, you know, it's hard because it's like, well, money and blah, blah, blah.
Yes.
Just put that aside for now. You know, let's not get that in the way. But for now, just kind of connect to what it is that would make you, you know, really call to you. And, okay. And not think about, hey, can I make a living doing this? Because we do all have a life purpose. And when we follow that and honor that, you know, everything else is going to be shown to us and everything is going to be supported. You know, we will be supported. You will be supported.
Okay. So you see me moving into a different job at
least? I'm not getting that. I just get that it's going to be something different. Like you're going to be moving out of that.
Okay.
Eventually. It's about you following your path and your calling. I think what I'm getting is it's time now and it's really important to step into that. And not if you don't right away, that's fine. It's just that you're going to keep getting these intuitive feelings and these kind of insights of like, you know, I really feel like I need to be doing something. Like it's going to hound you. So
yes. That's
when we know it's time. It's like, all right, I got it, you know?
Yeah, I feel because I work with children now. I mean, I adore children, but being a teacher, I just feel like I'm not happy anymore going there. And I've been doing it for quite a few years, and I'm like, should I go back to school? If something just doesn't feel right. And I'm coming home to my fiancé, and I feel bad because I'm like, I'm complaining to him all day, and I'm not even like, you know, showing affection towards him, you know, putting work towards our relationship. He just hears me complaining all the time. I'm tired and I want to sleep. So it's almost like I'm pregnant, but I'm not. The type of feeling. But,
well, you're around children all day. I mean, you know, you're caring a lot.
So I'm like, okay, maybe I need some cleansing, and I'm trying to figure out what is going on, you know.
Right. Well, you do need time for yourself. Being in an environment with children, and I'm not saying the children are negative, but you know, it's more than that. It's just kind of that environment and the hustle, bustle, and things that's going on there. But definitely one of the things I would just say quickly, and we need to wrap it up, is cut some cords, energetically take care of yourself. Use there's different methods you can look up to clear, you know, your aura, because people are attached to you. They're like, they're clinging. And that's why you're drained, because there's so much needy, you know, neediness, like, you know, they need you. And it's just, it's exhausting. Like when I feel you, I'm like, I'm exhausted. So I pick that up.
Okay.
Take some time off for yourself as well.
If
possible.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much for your help.
You're welcome. And good luck to you, and hang in there, girl.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Good night.
Wonderful. Well, the good luck, and thank you for that, Jackie. That was just great. What a great show. I've had so much fun this evening, and want to thank you guys for all of your good work. We always have such a good time.
Thank you. Yeah, it was a great show. Thanks, Steve, and Angie was awesome. Awesome lady.
Yeah, she really is. She really is. You guys are awesome ladies as well. That brings us to the end of another wonderful show. Want to thank Doug, who's always working hard behind the scenes to keep us on track as our executive producer. Thank you to you guys as well. Now, next week's show is anchored by... Help me out here. Who's anchoring next week?
I am. The big show. The girls. We're all girls.
You're next week, Maureen.
No, Jackie.
It's a big show.
Oh, sorry. I thought that was you, Maureen. Oh, forgive
me. You're in UK.
Oh, my traveling and jet lag. Jackie, what have we got lined up for next week?
We have the lovely Colette Baron Reid coming on our show.
Shame on me.
You're not coming.
Shame on me. How could I? Knew, I thought I was sure we had Colette Baron Reid, but I wasn't sure who was hosting.
Yes. Internationally renowned intuitive counselor, and lots of great stuff. We're going to be talking about unlocking intuition. So she's going to be a lot of fun. Looking forward to having her next week.
Wow, that's one to look forward to. Well, I'll still be in the UK, but I'll be staying up for that one. That sounds fantastic. Are you excited, Jackie?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, she's such a great energy. I mean, it's just, she's going to rock the show. Hopefully we don't short-circuit anything.
Can
she's
we dance? A lot of fun. Can we dance? Can we rock?
Yeah,
it's going to be fun. I'm looking forward to it. And I think that's lovely, and I can't wait. Yahoo!
Wonderful.
Good show.
Something to look forward to.
And good show, Steve. It was great, and I'd like to say goodnight to everybody. And everybody, if they haven't left yet, but it doesn't matter because they'll hear it again on the archives. But goodnight to all that. We had a lot of new people. We had several new people here this evening, which is wonderful.
We did, and I wanted to just say, Maureen, before we wrap up, that we did have a lot of callers this evening. So apologies to all of you that were unable to get through. We can only get through so many calls, but please do call back next week. And we'll be happy to speak with you. But thank you to you, Maureen, as well. And thank you to you as well, Sharon. Would you like to say your goodbyes?
Yes, good night, everyone. It was a great show, Steve.
Thank you. Thanks, everybody. Lots of love to you all. Please tune in again next week. And we will look forward to our next show on Thursday, 8 p.m. Eastern Time next week, with Jackie as our anchor host, interviewing Colette Baron-Reed. Thank you, everybody.
Good night.
Good night.